Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. I'm the current supervisor here on the floor. Am I speaking to Angelica?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Good, ma'am. How are you? Let me quickly pull up this account for you. And
it's warmer, so I can't complain.
Right. It is a bit cold down here, so.
Oh, where you guys at?
Lunch in Alabama. So it's weather's real. It gets crazy.
I'm in South Dakota, Mitchell, and we just got hit like last week with a big blizzard. And then now today it's 50 degrees. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So.
I really don't know what's going on. But thank you for, all right, I have this account set up. And could you confirm just a shipping address for me, please?
It's, my address is 1010 West 7th Avenue, apartment 17, Mitchell, South Dakota, 57301. Hold on, Sissy, I'm on the phone. I guess a sweet state or whatever it is, someone entered to win an iPad. Someone could have done it off my email here at my house. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't do it. Maybe it was my husband or my 9-year-old that did it. I'm not sure. And the lady that I was talking to, that's why I asked to talk to the supervisor, she's very, very rude and disrespectful and just like, she's not a person to talk to.
I understand.
Because she got an attitude and was yelling at me.
I am sorry about that, ma'am. I'll see how else I can help you. It looks like I believe they sent over the wrong information, so I do apologize. Could I have a zip code to locate the right account, please?
It's 57301.
57301?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And yeah, I don't want it to go to fraud, a thing if my husband or son did it, you know.
Yeah.
But my husband and son's not home, so I can't ask him.
Right. Well, let me just see what it was. I have Angelica Riley, and could you just confirm your shipping address for me, please, one more time?
Yep, it's 1010 West 7th Avenue, apartment 17 in Mitchell, South Dakota, 57301.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, the $7 is something I'm not worried about. I just seen it in my bank. It made me negative. And I seen the 56 something come out. And I'm like, what is that? And I called my bank and they gave me you guys' phone number. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so starting off, I see you had the $7.95. It says it's for a sweepstakes entry to win an iPad. And that enrolled to the factory direct stores. I don't know if they explained to you, but that was a website. They send gift cards to their members every month to spend on their website, and they charge $56.95 to be enrolled. I see you called in and you spoke to Pamela. She canceled your account, and I see she fully refunded the $56.95 for you before she transferred you over. But that'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that you wanted me to help with on here?
No, I just, she was like threatening me basically like I'm going to go to jail or something. Like we take this fraud stuff very serious, and like she was very rude and disrespectful.
I do apologize,
man.
For fraud,
to me,
usually,
people shouldn't talk to people like that.
I hear you, ma'am. I will see who you talk to and see what happened.
And I don't want it to go to fraud if my husband or son did it, you know.
Right. Well, no worries. It looks like they already refunded you in full. If you don't need to do the investigation, that is fine. But she went ahead and issued you the refund and canceled your account to prevent any future charges. So you will receive any billings from this company in your refund.
Okay, and how can I don't do that, Cregan? How can I, like, walk it to where, you know, like, if my son did it or you, my husband, how can I block it?
Block what?
Like, to where they can't do that kind of activity.
Honestly, surveys and sweepstakes like these would come through your email. So if they're
Sparky,
on your
get
email,
a, get away.
And doing this, I don't think there's a way to stop it. You
can
unsubscribe from the emails.
Okay.
I don't know. Most likely they will come in, but if they don't fill out the emails, you shouldn't receive another charge or another membership.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do to help?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.